you get called up in the middle of the season into this whole scene, and now you guys are on the verge of going to the playoffs. That's a crazy ride for you. I mean, you maybe didn't know how much that you would be a part of it, and now you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Once I got here, I told the manager, hey, I'm going to be ready to play every day in any position that you need me. And then I started playing, and right now I look back in my days, and I'm so proud of my team and myself to be able to be in the big league for these 3 months. And now we're looking forward to win today and then go to the playoff, play hard in the playoff, win the playoff, and then go to the World Series.
You look super comfortable in the outfield. I mean, have you played it a lot coming up?
When I play Little League, you know, you play all around the field, and that's one thing that I never forgot. When I was playing the minor leagues, I played left field, I played right field, and first base, so I've been playing all around the field.
Are you most comfortable anywhere out there? Does it matter? I mean, a guy like myself plays softball. I'm like, I'm better over here because the ball comes easier to me.
I'm better playing catcher, you know. Being as a catcher is like being part of my life. Being part of this special pitching staff is just unbelievable.
How have you gone about getting these guys to trust you, getting to know them? You seem super positive whenever you're running out to the mound. You're encouraging. It seems like you've obviously paid attention. You got to get to know these guys.
Yeah, I prepare myself every game before every game, and I try to get along with them every single day. I try to get to know them every single day, and they give me like confidence when I got here. So that makes me feel a lot of way more comfortable. And that's one thing that I appreciate from them to give me the opportunity to get to know them.
And a guy like John Lackey, 37 years old, been around, super intense. I would think that's intimidating for a young player.
I got intimidated the first game because I didn't know John Lackey at all. But looking back, we get along way much better, and we have a lot of more conversation. And I just got his confidence on myself, you know. I just try to be the best behind the play and to try to talk to him the positive ways.
Calling the game, does that come natural to you? Just feel it by what the batter's doing? Or is it more like in rhythm with the pitcher? How does that work for you?
Yeah, I know. But right now I know what Lackey likes to do, what Arrieta likes to do. And one thing that I've been paying attention to, and I prepare myself before the game with the scouting report, and that's what's been helping me like the whole time, the whole year.
Have you always been this fast? I assume you have, obviously, but I mean, you got some speed for a catcher. You don't see that every day.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to run a lot with the dogs. You know, like that's what I'm funny. But yes, I mean, once I go to the field, yeah, I'm a high energy guy. I play with emotions. I feel like if I take my emotion away, I don't want to play the same way that I play. So that's one thing that I always have in my heart.
First time in Wrigley Field, you look around. What was going on in the mind?
That was crazy. When I got here, it was like, wow. Now I'm here and I'm looking forward to stay here for a lot of years. And then when I went to the home plate to take my big league at bat, it was, what's going to happen? And then I hit a homer and I said, wow, okay, thanks, God. But it's just amazing being part of this team.
And last one, David Ross, Miguel Montero. I mean, these guys are obviously helping you along as well. I think that's kind of an interesting combination. One guy who's retiring, one guy who can speak the language with you. I assume that's helped.
Yeah. They're being there like the whole this time. I've been asking them a lot of questions. They're giving me like a lot of tips, a lot of advices, and I'm so thankful with those guys because they have a lot of big experience, and those advice that they already give me, I put it in play and it works. So I'm just thankful with those guys.
So I saw you out at dinner a couple nights ago. You were just picking up a little thing to go, and a bunch of Cub fans in there, and they weren't recognizing you. So that's not going to last. Are you getting recognized? Do you want people to know who you are on the streets? Are you kind of like, I feel like, you know, a young guy wants a little attention.
Yeah, but you know that comes with the time. That comes with the tempo that I've been here. I'm sure that for the next year, I'll be recognized. So that's one thing that I don't pay attention to much. But I would like to be recognized in some places.
Yeah, well, that's coming for you. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.